to a very special episode of Tech Talk. This is episode number 49. No, we have two guests.
Okay, first of all.
This is Tech Talk.
Shut up.
This is Tech Talk featuring two random bums off the street.
Shut up your stupid Aryan-ness. This is the Hindu and the Jew meet Tech Talk. I am the Hindu, Jew speak up.
This is Tech Talk featuring the Hindu and the Jew.
This is Hindu and the Jew meet Tech Talk. Alright, you say any different, I will kick you in your nose with my smelly socks and then bang you over the head with my guitar. Alright?
No.
Alright! Trent!
You're living up here, you gotta start living down
there. No, I never lived down there.
He's too tall to live down there. Anyways, I need like a buffalo. Trent, start us off with these stories.
First news story, me!
I like compressor.
Wired, dude, seriously. Wired magazine, can surround save MP3? The answer is no, seriously, dude.
You left that sound.
I did. Can surround sound save MP3? Dan, can it save MP3?
I don't think so.
David, can it save MP3? You use an iPod. You're not allowed to speak. TK, can it save
MP3? Retarded!
That doesn't make any sense!
No, why? You know, okay, basically, sound is the most pointless thing for music.
It is. It really is. Because basically, new versions of the MP3 codec have surround sound capabilities and stuff. It's pointless.
Who cares?
And these idiots think that MP3 is dying.
You idiots are putting it on your show now.
I'm putting on the show.
Granted. Trent does choose the new stories.
You iPod users are retarded and use AAC or AC3.
Hey, you're Aryan. What the hell do you know?
Versatile.
And no, I don't use AAC.
I use
MP3.
What the hell are you talking about?
Yes. For every single song I have is MP3.
Good.
Or possibly one is MP4.
Okay. That is acceptable. MP4 is a song.
I love this. M4,
iPods, all right, MP3 iPods, is just iPods, is the most prevalent audio format ever.
I like MP3. I don't see what the whole problem is with MP3.
Guys, we gotta.
I find
one person at a time.
I find MP3 convenient and easy to use. Very user friendly, aesthetically pleasing. All that rot.
Exactly.
I don't see what the problem is.
From an expert. Next news story, Dan.
All right, Yahoo reverses its Allah ban. All right, Yahoo's ban on the word Allah.
Oi, both of you!
Because you speak really loud.
Thank you. Alright. Yahoo's ban on Allah and usernames has been reversed, or just removed. The ban was instituted due to a number of people registered for IDs using specific terms with the sole purpose of promoting hate.
Oh, hate.
If you've ever had a Yahoo screen and maybe been to their chat rooms, you don't need to look far, trust me.
There's hate everywhere, it's flying!
I hate Yahoo, exactly. Personally. Gmail, all the way.
Yeah, Gmail.
Or also Yahoo AIM.
Does anybody else like Yahoo here?
Yeah!
I like it.
I wasn't talking to you.
I have Yahoo Mail. I've had it since 7th grade and it's worked well for me.
I have Yahoo, but Gmail is so much better.
Gmail is better.
I'll give it to Yahoo. Yahoo was around way before, but the Yahoo search engine is not very good.
All I use Yahoo for is mail. I had an actual AIM name, and it has little pre-made chat rooms.
Yeah.
So you can go to youth groups, and there's religious things you can
youth
go to.
Youth groups.
Child molesters.
I actually made this thing of on like the Jewish chat room tab, and there's Nazis and skinheads and people on the mics, and you just read the gospel. And oh my god!
Mapping my oven mail order to me.
Anyways,
extra large oven mail order.
You probably heard Trent. Special order. You met Trent.
Special.
He was
order.
One of the Nazis.
I was in line
in a past life.
I was. This is really bad.
The war just ended. You were the firing squad was about ready. Dan escaped just barely. Next news story, Dan.
I'm gonna kill you later. Anyways,
kill him now. It'll make for good podcasting.
So far, Razorback servers have been seized. Oh yeah, the largest community on the eDonkey 2000 servers, has been reportedly taken offline by Belgian police.
Whoa! Not even a week after we finish a show completely covering eDonkey, with a specific mention to Razorback servers.
It's weird because the police are targeting them, not the MPAA or anyone else is putting pressure on them.
No, the MPAA made them.
What's the problem with it now?
come on,
being watched,
single, right?
What?
The files and stuff that most people download. Not anybody in this room, but you know.
No. I buy it legally online.
With real money.
With real money, that's right.
With PayPal money.
Because if we don't, the terrorists have won.
Yes.
But no, the Razorback servers were apparently the largest servers on eDonkey. Over 1 million concurrent users at any given time. The MPAA was leading the charge behind this to take down these servers. Yeah. And I don't really understand why it's not decentralized. Are they retarded?
Well, eDonkey just kind of works that way, I guess.
I guess it is. And
it's
also,
easier to get it. Decentralized is faster.
Servers. You do know that, right?
Yeah, centralized is
not necessarily.
So does IRC.
Cadmelia. Cadmelia, there was an article on Slick about Cadmelia, which is basically a decentralized eDonkey. So,
but the kind of, I think the kind of servers that eDonkey needs as compared to, say, IRC, yeah, is some pretty, you know, heavy-duty equipment. I don't think you can just set up an eDonkey server.
Next news story, TK.
What?
Next news story.
Next news story.
Oh, I gotta find it, like, give me a second.
Yeah, you gotta either come closer.
Here, I'll read it, and you can comment on it.
Microsoft faces fresh antitrust complaints. Rob, who's on our show today, right now, hi Rob, vote to mention the Computer Business Online Review piece about new antitrust action against Microsoft on both sides of the Atlantic.
Okay, that's your job is done now. So anyway, so basically, Microsoft is back in the courtroom again. Microsoft, yeah,
I know, I wasn't going to let him read that whole thing. Good man, you have some sense.
It's a very large summary, but it's from Slashdot, so obviously.
It must be.
Rob is not a member of Slashdot, he's here somewhere, obviously.
Rob is my invisible buddy. He's my invisible friend, and he's here with us, in spirit.
Oh, yeah, so basically Microsoft is facing more antitrust lawsuits again.
Again. Microsoft is so trustworthy.
Other examples of other examples of anti-competitive behavior cited by Tangent include bundling of Outlook with Office and Active Directory with Windows Server, as well as the bundling of Windows Media Player and Windows Media Server with its desktop and server operating systems, respectively.
But we want more.
Well, okay, first of all, I don't understand the argument behind Active Directory. There's no legitimate competitor to Active Directory. Active Directory is basically what manages logons on domains, yeah, on domain servers. Yeah. It's what manages our logons, you know, for instance, at our school, for, you know, for actually for our whole county. Domains. So, yeah, the whole county, I mean, it's... Active Directory...
Well, look, the F2 button is missing on this thing.
Okay, Asia, you're the Linux section. It's actually... Yeah, that's the F2, but is there any...
God, you're retarded.
I thought it was the F3 button for a second.
You're retarded,
the F3 button was missing from my laptop at one point. But Asia, is there any, like, equivalent to Active Directory in Linux?
I wouldn't know. I don't really research that kind of stuff because I'm not really interested in that kind of stuff.
I'm just wondering if you knew. You don't
have
to get belligerent. I fed you. I mean, come on.
He's a very experienced Linux
user. Wait, wanna catch this?
He's a very experienced Linux user, so I'm guessing if TK hasn't come across it, then I can't imagine that there is.
Yeah, of course.
No, again, my very experienced, man. I've used Linux less than a year. You do know that, right?
Shh, they don't know that.
Oh, that's right.
Damn it.
Do you realize? I used Linux in my entire life. I used Linux in the room before there was Linux.
You mean Unix?
Next news story, me. University bans Wi-Fi as health concern. A Canadian university, not less than a week ago when we had a Canadian on the show.
Hey, internet must be a trustworthy source.
Yeah, we had a guest from Canada.
Canadians were on
the show. No, he was
Ice Cube.
Yeah, we met him on forums. And
he
actually
lives.
Yeah,
by the way, if you're listening to this, hello, goodbye.
Like one of those illicit,
welcome to all our Canadian users. You're just as pathetic as the rest of them.
Yeah.
So, anyways, a Canadian university has banned Wi-Fi since the university president sees a possible link between electric and magnetic fields and brain tumors.
Because the university president is like a PhD in science or math or whatever.
Only in Canada.
Of course.
Anybody? Canada?
They're thinking of the boost.
Canada's awesome.
Eh? Yeah.
They're just kind of crazy.
Like, alright guys, after the show, we're gonna go get some bacon!
Or beer.
Yeah.
Because you can talk, use
marijuana.
It.
Gonna go oot in a boot and get some bacon. This is a whipping accent. Next news story, TK.
What? Again?
Secondhand electronic sales will not be made illegal in Japan.
I don't know what this Japan is, but I think you might be referring to the pervert nation. That's what his name is.
That's its name. Okay, pervert. No. Secondhand electronic sales will not be made illegal in the pervert nation.
Exactly.
Okay, so now you can comment on the story.
Okay, it turns out that the story being dug like crazy on the best site in the world, Dig, is missing some important feature of the actual story. Oh my goodness, I did not see this coming at all.
Oh, Dig users, please insert the dildos that I mailed you all. The anus or in the mouth, either one of which will keep you quiet.
Yeah.
You guys hate it so much, how much news do you actually get from there, though?
Well, we get...
No, what do you mean me? That's trend. That's all trend, okay?
Alright, okay, so basically there was a story going around that Japan was considering legislation that would make sales of secondhand electronics made before, I think it was 1995.
Yeah.
Ancient. Sales of that illegal. So
how would we survive, Trent?
Apparently,
look, the hardware you're surrounded by. I mean, we wouldn't live.
If they couldn't buy old computer hardware.
What's it, Trent?
What?
I'm hungry. Do you have any food that I can eat?
Yes, we can. TK, go make that other bag of popcorn. Anyways,
I don't think you saw that.
I saw
thumb,
it.
Thumb, index finger, middle finger, it's sticking up!
But, up! Okay, so, you know, if the Japanese people aren't able to buy those old computer parts, what would they spend their money on? Used panties?
Earthquake prevention.
They
materials.
Developed their money on standing a developing a standing toilet for women.
they do have a standing toilet for women.
They have those. I've seen them.
They have.
They're obscene.
That doesn't mean,
so
how would you?
Basically, is that like
no? They're real.
Whole industry is like designing toilets because I mean that's where they all come from.
Oh, those are in the Simpsons episode when they go to Japan.
Oh, yes.
They go to toilet and they have the little water fountain thing.
In the little camera.
It's okay, this chair. Go, goddamn! But, really, they do sell, TK, you can vouch for me on this, they do sell used girls' panties in Japan.
In vending machines.
In vending machines,
in
no
vending
way.
Machine.
You don't even have to go
in,
to, you
in,
to go
in Holland, that you can get condoms from vending machines. They're
no,
like
but
on
that's not as bad as
wait, listen to this. I was there, and the best thing is that they're in... Like, you know those candy machines where you turn, like...
Yeah, exactly, and they fall out.
They come
yeah.
out in, like, yeah... The
wait, condoms
containers.
Or used panties?
Condoms.
Okay. Oh, okay, jeez.
Who are you getting these for?
I wasn't.
For a friend.
Obviously, he can't get it on. He ain't mad
yeah,
enough.
Seriously, it's obviously not you. Nobody in this room.
No, wow. Okay. Next news story, TK. Me.
TK,
I am, after all, a sexy beast.
Well,
you
are
a
beast.
In England, by the way, a slang beast is a term of approbation. Approbation.
Yeah,
I mean.
But we're in America now. And beast
yeah,
means
cause you
ugly.
Suck.
I agree.
Liability for data breaches.
No.
Are
beast means the ability to get the village hottie because you own a palace.
The village hottie, like the village bicycle. Everybody's had.
Have you ever seen the movie The Beauty and the Beast?
That's
but okay. Anyways,
oh, yes.
the
okay,
apparently
the oh yeah no.
All these security breaches with all the you know with all the sensitive personal data being stolen. These companies are not being held liable at all for any of these at all.
Wait, so for once, incompetence triumphs?
Yeah.
What do you mean for once?
It's
it really happens every day in America.
Yeah, it's called America. It's, that's what our country
right.
is based
I'm
on.
I'm sorry. A new development in suffrage for incompetence.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah exactly.
There we go.
So basically, you know, all the companies that, you know, accidentally, obviously accidentally, they gave up, you know, social security numbers, phone numbers, telephone number, telephone and phone numbers.
How nice of them.
Addresses, you know, all the kind of stuff, so people know.
Do we have a list of these companies, by the way?
Probably.
I'll do some research.
We after. Actually did that in one of our earlier shows, or the show that wrapped up 2005.
Actually, you know, this reminds me of when Gmail got hacked and over 2,800 social security numbers were stolen.
Exactly. So
and
stuff
also,
like
someone
that.
Broke into their labs a few days ago, this week.
You know what this reminds me of?
What?
The time I went biking.
That's actually really relevant. Yeah, I know what you mean.
What the hell?
Did I somebody did. Shoot you?
Well, I'm brown. They can't see me if I hide in the shade. What are you talking about?
All right, so let's see.
That's why I'm scary on a dark night. You
we're
won't know I'm
the
there.
I dropped my TV. But no, let's... But so let's see.
I'm brown, not black.
An interesting piece from Security Focus has taken a closer look at a case in which a person sued their student loan company after their information, along with 550,000 other people's, was leaked when a contractor's laptop was stolen. The court ruled in favor of the loan company, with the decision resting on whether or not the company had taken reasonable precautions to protect the data. Apparently, they did. Oh boy. Next news story, me. Huge anti-piracy push by the MPAA. This
no,
is actually
not again. God, it's like a gay man. No, no.
Everybody run!
So bad.
They're pushing.
Exactly.
Give them dildos. They yeah. need to be occupied. But let's see. They're
it's a prison raid.
Apparently, the sites that they're going after, they're going after ISO Hunt, Torrentbox, a bunch of other stuff. They're going after DVDs, RUS.net. I can't remember Bin. Oh, I can't remember all the other ones. But anyways, they're going after a whole bunch
are
of
after
them.
Newsbin?
They're going. No, they're not going after
oh,
Newsbin.
Well,
the thing is, no. Okay, they're going after Torrent Spy.
Okay.
They're going. Did they're only going after sites that don't have any money.
You know, it'd be scary.
If they went after if they went after Newsbin, Newsbin has money.
Yeah.
Newsbin sells NZBs to make money, and that's how they make revenue. And that's why they don't have any ads on
their
site.
You'd be scary
though
if they actually wanted the log files and if they used them.
Well, the thing is that you know this is the first time that they've actually gone after anything related to news groups at all.
John Doe letters.
I mean, for news groups, I'm not sure that it's such a big deal, but I mean for BitTorrent server for BitTorrent, you know, for BitTorrent sites, you know, log files would be quite the incriminating bit of evidence.
Yeah,
final news story, TK.
Dude, can you imagine that though? Like,
the final
news
story?
Like,
no,
yeah, it is.
So screwed.
Yeah, maybe it's a million new John Doe letters.
Anyway,
make
those a BlackBerry and some ground. Oh,
Rim,
you're paying attention!
Yeah, Rim wins ground in patent war. Rim, the maker of the BlackBerry on Wednesday, gained some ground as it fights a battle over patents with NTP, which is trying to shut down most sales and service of the portable email device in the United States. The only reason that I added this story even remotely is that,
Even remotely?
Oh no, those poor corporate executives who won't be able to use their little Blackberries anymore to check their email while they're driving, while they're stuck in, while they're while they're stuck in traffic in their BMWs and their Mercedes,
Or while they're speeding, they're not always stuck in traffic.
While they're speeding and controlling their satellite navigation system, listening to their live stereo.
Satellite navigation controls them.
Or tending to the women in the back seat. Satellite navigation control you in communist Russia. Final news story, TK.
Fuck you, that's not me.
Well, that's Dan, never mind.
Yes, that's you.
Okay.
You can't even read. T and D.
TK, let it go. He's white.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
Jesus Christ. Anyways.
And you sorry and you.
That's not the point, Pikash. Anyways.
Pikash, what the hell is Pikash?
Forgive him, he's a
call
Jew.
Call me P Money.
Alright, P Money. Beast, whatever, what have you. Alright. This week, two viruses for the Apple computer have been released. They don't harm you, so, you know, don't shit your pants yet. You know, you got that Norton security thing that might come in handy for once. But they're basically proof of concept viruses that viruses can be spread through Apple and stuff like that.
Yeah, Apple responded. They basically said, no, these aren't viruses. They're fake, you know, made up.
Just upgrade your Norton immediately, and then, you know, everything will be
and good. In other news, the Intel build of macOS X 10.4.5, I think, was hacked.
Is it on the news site?
Sure, no, it's not.
No, it's the most recent one. 0.5. That's all the time we have for news today. We'll come back to our topic, outsourcing, which we have Prakash here especially because he was in India before. See you guys in a bit. Welcome back. We have our topic for today, outsourcing. Dan, take it away.
All right. As a cadet, I was briefed by intelligence officers, and I've read articles, I've done research.
Dan is actually prepared to do this.
So, I'm a cadet in the United States Air Force Auxiliary, or Civil Air Patrol, cadet first class.
Funky.
Yep. Outsourcing up front, it seems pretty simple. You take if you don't want to pay guys in like a power plant, or a chip manufacturing plant, $15 an hour, as opposed to, peasants in, China.
Don't make $15.
$6 an hour, it's, 30 cents an hour. I'm being, over a little. Anyways, it's cheaper. You get your chips manufactured cheaper, and you can get more of them. And this saves you more money, all right?
For a second, I was like, why would you want to make potato chips? But then I realized you're talking about silicon chips.
That's actually a tempting offer. But,
that's all you think about.
But anyways, in the recent years of outsourcing, chip manufacturing prices have dropped from 10% to 30%. So it's good in the fact that mass producing stuff is, it works. But when we outsource, stuff like jobs and professions, that just gets,
that require intelligence.
Exactly. When you're relying on other companies in India or China or Bangkok or Taiwan to do
Bangkok.
I
couldn't let that go.
I know you couldn't.
You are an immature little kid, that's why, okay?
And all you can think of.
And everybody else is, that's better than food, isn't it?
Everybody here is a bit more mature than you.
All Dan wants to do is Bangkok.
Yep. But when you let other places like
that
aren't in, that aren't like stationed in America near your central workforce do the things that are most vital to your infrastructure and economy, it's really hard to constantly improve and advance, and really stay afloat.
I'm going to sum up Dan's argument in one sentence. His problem with outsourcing is that it gives all of the necessary things that anybody needs to produce something to somebody else.
It basically gives other countries job experience and education.
It gives them the means and the money and the knowledge and the technical expertise to produce these things that were once unique to the United States.
Exactly.
At least partially.
In the 80s, the Reaganauts, Japan would suck our cock to have us outsource our stuff to them.
They didn't even have to send them dildos. They would just come here.
Exactly.
The suction would be incredible.
Because these things are so unique to us, we've lost a lot of ground. And that's to be expected as more countries compete, as more countries get advanced, but at the rate at which it's happening, the U.S. really can't keep up. We're hurting ourselves more than really helping others and helping
exactly.
ourselves.
Exactly. We're outsourcing what we're doing now, but there's no innovation going on because everything is outsourced.
This is typical American thought. Okay. Americans focus on short-term gain over long-term
instant gratification.
Gain.
Do you think the whole point of the Revolutionary War was?
Short-term gain.
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
For example,
this country is founded on short-term goals.
And that's what's burning you now.
Exactly. For example, we've been called, the instant reward culture. We want it now. We want that.
You're the prostitute on the corner now.
Exactly. the movie, 32-something% of our industry is movies. It is entertainment. All right, think of video games, movies, you know, it is,
music.
You know,
we all gladly contribute to that industry.
You mean you?
Oh, yes. And him.
I mean all of you.
Gladly contribute by buying movies and music.
Also, I don't buy music.
I buy music online legally.
Yeah, because of jobs.
Not because you buy good music. That's the difference.
Yeah, because of jobs and stuff are in other countries now, people aren't really encouraged to get that education for those other professions.
Don't worry.
Less and less percentages of people in this country are taking science and math and computer majors.
Prakash, what do you think about outsourcing? Oh, wait, your mouth's full of popcorn.
What?
So, about like 32, I believe it's like 32 or 39% of China's majors or something are like.
Do you remember
like
in the first half of the show when we said Prakash was a beast?
We're ranked like 18th and 19th in the world in math and science as of now.
Yeah, and we are going down the tubes, really.
Yeah. For example, if we have Intel plants in China and people are working making our chips, how does this hurt us? We've got Chinese making our chips, but you know, people don't stay in the same job, you know. And once you have people in advanced, you know, positions, designing
the sweat from all the little Chinese children gets on the chips, on the silicon, then that ruins everything.
Okay, shut up for a sec. But basically, Chinese people know how to make chips now.
Exactly.
For example, like,
teaching them how to do something that we used to know how to do, or at least had the means to, you know, because they couldn't build the factory.
And not only that, it wouldn't be so bad if that was the only thing we could do. Quite frankly, that really is the only thing we can do. We can't compete in anything else.
And if the work ethic that they apply in our plants and stuff applies to their own little businesses, you know,
when
they go
to make
their own plants, they can easily, you know, they can make it better, cheaper, faster, and
Dan,
you know.
Sit down.
No, I'm not. Speaking of the chair.
Oh, gosh! Outsourcing! Oh, my God! I'm gonna go run some
shit. Also, the Chinese military has been able to do things it shouldn't and couldn't do in the past 30 years because of outsourcing, like, you know, things like chips and stuff like that.
Same with Japan, right?
They don't have a military, they have a defense force.
That's
but, you know.
The U.S. came in there and basically, you can't have a military anymore, Japan, here you go.
World War II, baby!
Little thing called Pearl Harbor.
Yeah.
A small incident.
Okay. Yeah.
That would tend to have one, you know, be a little bit.
I finished eating popcorn, so I'm free to talk now.
Yeah,
except I'm kind of thirsty.
Can
you give me some? No.
Are you giving me that?
After the show is completed.
No.
Oh, fine. Okay. Basically.
What are your thoughts on outsourcing, Prakash?
My thoughts.
You're a beast.
He ate some as well. What the hell?
It's the three of us.
David got like a handful. Prakash, you might as well have just taken a bite out of the bag.
Who can I wipe my hands on?
He is right next to you.
David,
you touch me on this sweater and I will smack you.
David, touch me and you will die.
Okay.
Oh, wait, check the lingerie behind you.
Okay. So.
Really? I would.
Agree with your points. I understand your points completely. But what you must understand is the fact that.
We're giving
Americans
the industry to his people.
Are inherently lazy.
Yes.
This is true.
It is part of our. Shut the hell up! Alright? As a culture and as a population, we tend not to want to do anything at all.
We? You consider yourself a part of us?
I was born in Oregon.
Oh. That's true. That's right. I forgot about it. You told me about that earlier this week and I was shocked and appalled.
Turn around and face the wall.
Okay, so basically,
Dan, give me a
outsourcing joke. Will keep on happening.
What is it with you? Why do you?
You can't change it because the magic of the Puritans is free business. Free market economy.
Capitalism.
That's Puritanism.
Right.
There's a difference between Puritan and work ethic.
No,
and
the
then,
reason
and
we have a free market is because of Puritans.
Sure.
The whole Puritan
you,
work
ethic. The New England colonies, guys?
See, this is what Dan usually covers. This is the history of outsourcing.
No, but this is
it's good
the Puritan
to take a break,
work
actually.
Ethic to consider, Prakash.
So, basically what I'm saying is, at some point, India and China are going to rule the world anyways, so America might as well give up right now.
Yeah, the East is a pure to the West.
Countries,
which is why you're here.
Countries,
no. We're here because the people here are so stupid that I can get that my parents could get a better job here.
Dude. And
you'd rather be lazy.
India
and not
is churning out talented and skilled people.
Hold on,
by the millions every single year. Graduates who leave Indian universities who have more talent and skill and knowledge in one little finger than Trent does in his whole Aryan body, which is
well, I can fit two or three. Never mind. But
yeah, because you have no point. You have no rebuttal.
Prakash just made his point, Trent.
No, beast.
Pwn, that's what you are.
Booyakasha! But so, you said, you know, your parents could get a better job here more easily. So they'd rather be lazy and not compete like Americans?
No.
No, every country wants to be lazy.
See, the thing is, you used the ah before I can come up with my rebuttal, okay? Okay,
I was holding the ah for as long as I could, so I can give you a little chance.
No, I will. I opened my mouth, and you hated for one. I opened my mouth, and then you were like, ah! And I was like, dude, I didn't have to have my rebuttal.
You've been defeated.
The reason why people move to the U.S. is the same reason why people have moved to the U.S. in the past, and will probably move to the U.S. in the future. It's because you have the chance, the opportunity to do what you want in the manner you want, as long as it's not hurtful to anyone else.
You know, whether it be working in a construction business, hanging outside 7-Eleven, as so many Mexicans
do. It just so happens that my dad actually works for the U.S. government as one of those like computer security people.
I know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know. You work there, too.
As a cadet, like you don't understand, like, military technology and advancements, like, hinge on, you know, current technology and things like this. I've been inside, like, Coast Guard...
Here's our secrets giveaway!
Yeah, well, I mean, like, I've been inside Coast Guard, you know, C-130s. I've seen, like, Apache helicopters. This shit is old, guys. We have weapon systems from, like, last generation.
Yeah.
I swear to God.
Like, freaking, like, missile silos, there's, like, spider webs growing in them now, like, right?
Well, I bet the abandoned ones, yes.
No.
You can stop now, because you don't know...
The ones with missiles in them.
You've been pulled three times now.
Exactly.
You should stop right now.
We still... Bush makes sure that we keep track of our nukes. Trust me, they're still in tip-top shape. He shines them himself, anyways.
That's really true.
With our tax money, anyways, But I mean,
he probably masturbates on him and uses that.
Yeah, that's like why his wife doesn't like, get anything.
Oh yes,
but I mean,
that's some
know,
good missiles.
Another example.
We can nuke Iraq. Some more.
Oh, they're so long and hard.
But I mean, like with cutbacks. I mean, now the F-18 and the JSF, the Navy's new platform fighters. They're replacing the F-14. If you guys know, have you seen Top Gun?
Yeah.
F-14, Tomcats.
You feel like
doesn't matter, keep on going.
You guys have not seen Top Gun. Top Gun is a classic.
I have never seen Top Gun.
If you're listening to
I've seen Naked Gun.
Trent, you can't say anything because you haven't seen many other classics either.
Exactly.
If you haven't seen Top Gun, you
shut up!
Dan, keep going.
Basically, the sexiest airplane in the skies, the symbol of naval aviation, was retired this month.
Which is another thing that Bush humps.
Exactly. It was retired this month, February 8th, to replace by cutback, low-cost platforms. You know,
to
like
ship
F-18.
To Bush's ranch where he can help them.
Anyways, things that don't even have the same capabilities as things in the 70s did. We're already cutting back on things like that. Okay, so things are more advanced, more technical.
Needs to be more like stealth.
Okay, the problem is you lot are considering this. This is a very American viewpoint as well, by the way. You lot are considering this as us against them. U.S. against the rest of the world. The whole point is that
the only people that are even remotely on our side are the
crusaders of democracy.
That's right, and the only reason the British are on your side is because Tony Blair is just such a...
Tony Blair is cool.
Don't even get me started. He's better than the Tory party, I'll leave it at that. Anyway, so basically, what you don't seem to be getting is the point here is not war, the point here is peace. Although they do say...
Tell it to China, dude.
I will tell it to China. China! We want peace!
Can you hear me?
Not war!
Come down, Selector!
George Bush only has 3 more years! Just stick it out!
After that, it'll be okay!
After that, we might get a Democrat on the presidency and then everything will be good.
Oh, wait, I almost forgot Iran's nuclear program.
Wait, we might get Hillary Clinton. Oh, no. No.
Like, she can have an affair.
And then
it'll be like
she'll fight Karl Marx.
No, you know what's going to happen? She's going to be Chinese, like the Chinese president or whatever, he's going to be like, and she's going to say something, he's going to be like, are you having... This is that time of the month. And she's going to go insane. Like, nuke China now!
If she ever goes anywhere, like, in the Middle East, then they'll probably all the, you know, male present princes and, you know, rich people.
Yeah.
Why aren't you making sandwiches?
We don't understand! Why aren't you surrendering?
I can see your face! What is going on? Oh, I'm going to get me a pack of cigarettes.
Cover her quickly.
Why aren't you bowing down before me?
America, you paper tiger, I can't handle this. I'm going to McDonald's.
Dollar menu, here I come.
You'll crumble like a rock.
Dude, she'll be like the Margaret Thatcher of the United States.
Oh,
like 10 years from now, people will be going, instead of Margaret Thatcher, they'll be going Hillary Clinton.
Didn't know they did that, no.
British accent, Trent. But I mean, that's one thing. A military standpoint is one way of looking, because that's how I was introduced to it as a cadet. But, you know, it is kind of scary when you think about it. Like, you know,
You mean Bush having all that much power?
Well, the one sign of evidence that the technology and outsourcing has not reached, you know, a point where it's ridiculous is that my dad still sells missiles.
English boy, yours are slipping.
My dad sells missiles.
This is a good thing to say on a podcast.
The ones that kill women and children.
Al-Qaeda, if you're listening,
special discount for a dozen.
Yeah,
if you get a dozen.
If your checks bounce again, my people will cut your credit rating like this.
You won't be able to buy that nuke on the black market for half off.
You'll be able to say jihad for 2 weeks.
Draw some comics of you in newspapers and release them. Then you'll be offended.
I'm drawing a picture right now.
Got a sketch. And I think on that note, we will finish this fabulous show. Any last comments from you, India?
I'll wait till everyone else is gone.
Wait, okay. I have a quick question. Is your domain registered under your name?
Of course it is not.
It is a subdomain, and it is not.
Does anyone else have any last comments? Because I want to go after everyone's done.
No, we're done. Go ahead.
All right. Basically.
Yes.
We'll finish in song. You have 30 seconds.
All right.
A minute, actually.
2,000 years ago was the son of a carpenter. People mistakenly believed in him as the savior. What they didn't know was that he was a pathological liar. He probably got this from his lying whore of a mother.
We will see you guys next week.
Peace.